from D.C., we will give you Gary.
Okay, you hit me with that, because I need to go on. Love you, brother. Name Gary Maddox.
Hey, Gary.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Nah, boy. My name is Gary Maddox.
Hey, Gary.
Get back to it. I went to, I used to say ain't nothing wrong with me. That's called denial. You know, denial is a part of my disease that tells me there's nothing wrong with me. Even though I go to jail for nothing. You know, shoot dope with my feet, hands, and neck, smoke crack. You know, you get spiritual when you feel like your heart rate busts. You say, oh God. And then when it subsides, you put another one on there. But ain't nothing wrong with me. 23 detoxes, 5 treatment programs, Lorton Correctional Facility, psychiatrist and therapist, and St. Elizabeth Mental Institute. Then I finally met y'all, and I happened to get a real 30 days. Not the ones I lied about. I said, who got 30 days? I come down here, man, get my old fake chip. Y'all clapping, keep coming back. Keep coming back. Then I go sit there and I go on my nod. I had a lot of issues I didn't even know I had. Because I told you there wasn't nothing wrong with me. I'm from Ward 8 in Washington, D.C. That's east of the river. East of the river. So, I went to detox. I had all these issues. And what they did was they assigned me a gay counselor. I'm a soldier. They got me mixed up. How are they going to help me do anything? So he said, look, Gary, you keep going to detox. You haven't tried treatment. You know, I kept identifying. I say, man, you talk funny. Every time you say something, look right here. Man, how did he get in those jeans? Every time he would say something, I identify right out because I'm a soldier. And you can't tell me nothing. Right? Then he got upset at me, and he loved me so much he got upset with me. I was like, what the hell are you getting mad at me for? You know. Let me ask you a question. I said, yeah. He said, how do you get out of a dead end street? I said, oh, shit. He said, I don't have all day. You back up. One of my friends today. So I went to treatment. Treatment is a behavior modification unit. So I go to treatment, and you got this little guy, man, he reads my files, and he kept turning the page. And every time he turned the page, he would whistle. Hey, what the hell is he whistling for? He said, we're going to have to reach the inner core of a hardcore dope fiend like you, because there's something really wrong with you. You know, in treatment, they send you there, they took me downstairs in front of the family, right? Stood me out there and say, family, there's a fungus among us. And if we don't stop him, he's gonna kill us all. So, made it through treatment, right? Like I say, I got a real 30 days this time. Not the ones I lied about. Buddy, I got a real 30 days. I know it's over. I knew I had flew over the cuckoo nest. It's over. I got 30 real days. But the process has to happen. You know, life is going to unfold as it should. Right? And I had to find out what happened. See, drugs are just a symptom of a deeper trouble. You've got to find out what happened to the little boy and the little girl, because something happens. I was created in the best of molds. I was Missy Lane's son. Yeah, nice little fella. Who won't go to the store? I go, Mom. But I became the tall one from Bird Farm. The police gave it in there. Who did it? It was the tall one. And I'm glad I finally had a real name, because my name was Gary, and I was hanging with Trash Can, Toolbox, and Rat Nim. So now I got a name. You know, I don't want to be no L7. I'm fitting in. You know what I mean? I'm fitting in now, right? So, the process. I'm outside the meeting with my hat backwards, with 30 real days, talking out the side of my neck. The sponsor said, "Man, you high?" I said, "Man, which one of them said?" Because I know I got a real 30 days this time. He said, "Calm down, killer. Nobody said it. You act like you're high. Turn your hat around." Damn, man, what more y'all want from me, man? I got 30 days. A real one. So what I needed was a personality change. Because the same man gonna use again. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So I remember going to the first NA cookout. I'm standing up there like this. Every time somebody walk, I ain't laughing, ain't nothing funny. I'm gritting on everybody, right? And he come, he say, "Man, what the hell is wrong with you?" He said, "This is a NA cookout. We have fun around here." You stand down here gritting and shit. He say, "They play chess down there." You say, "You like chess?" "They playing basketball there." I said, "I don't know none of them. Because I don't cut into people I don't know." He said, "Man, this is a weed program. Stop running on the eye." So something has to change. He said, "I bet if they had a bag of dope, you'd get to know one." I sure would. "I don't know you, man. I'll cut it to you then." So I'm like a fish out of water. So then I played the blame game too, right? I had a big ass blame for it. Get all the way back to that room. I remember I went to jail one time, and the basketball court was full of little army cops. They was doing little sweeps on drugs and all that. Now, I wasn't mad about the charge, because I'm a soldier. I'm mad because we can't play no basketball. But I come back there, man, you know we're going to get some dope around there, right? I remember. I was real smart. I say, "Yeah, I know what's happening. The white man got a conspiracy against us." You know what I'm talking about? I say, "Yeah, okay, man. We know the history, but it ain't as big as the one you got against yourself. Put that blame thread, throw it down before you burn yourself up with it." See, I got to unlearn and relearn. You know, so a lot of things, life, I had to learn how to deal with this new way of life. Right? Never paid rent. There's a guy here, he's sitting around here, man. Now you have to find a job, you know you're going to have to pay rent. I said, "Rent! Oh my God! Not rent! I'll sleep on my little sister's couch. One of you gals, man, you know, especially when I just come home, I be looking good." Yeah, but the transformation taking place. I ain't on it no more. Now I got on a clean outfit. I ain't got to put ball eggs in my mouth to shave no more. I'm looking good. Yes, sir. Mandingo. I was looking so good, the boys and girls was hollering at me. girl said, "That sure is a tall glass of water." Boy said, "Uh-uh, girl, that's iced tea." I said, "Then I got pick of the litter." Clean, got on cologne, walked past the mirror, said, "Boy, the world is yours." But the mirror would lie to me. It didn't show the mental scars. It didn't show them. So the process taking place. You know, I had a father named Monster. We didn't call him Daddy. He used to beat the brakes off my mother. And I remember telling my mother, I said, "Ma, when I get big, I'm going to be a police and I'm going to lock him up." But the whoopers kept happening. Then I told her, I said, "Ma, when I get big, I'm going to kill him." I done went from a police to a killer. My mother used to tell me, she said, "Don't you, every time we whoop her, she said, "Don't you ever put your hands on a woman. You hear me, boy?" Cause and effect. That's why I became the knight in shining armor with the three-legged horse and the butter knife. You ain't had to trip with me. Say, "Girl, they tall one down the street. Here, give you $20. You ain't got to do nothing. You better hurry up or leave." But I became right for the pickings. I didn't know how to deal with my feelings and emotions because I told you I was a soldier. I'm always all right, even when they're shooting at me. And my little baby sister's crying, "I heard they were shooting at me." I said, "Man, I'm all right." Even when I was reduced to the status of a bum, I was staying in an abandoned building. My little baby sister came over to the apartment I was staying in. Said, "I heard you was in here with food and all that kind of stuff. Washcloth, $20. $20. A whole $20. Right?" Crying again. I said, "She's soft. That's why she keep crying." You know, and the problem with me, I never knew how to deal with reality. Reality is what it is. That's why I used to always go to La La Land. Every time something happened to the little boy, I go get two of them. If my girl sleep with somebody else, I'll fix her ass. Give me two of them. Anything happened, give me two of them. So I come right here, I start making big boy moves. You know I got married and I don't share. I'm not sharing at my ex-wife's expense, get that right. We all sick people need to get better. Some things gonna happen. I got married only because she reminded me of my mother. That's why it's good to learn how to identify your feelings and put tags on them. Because you won't be running around here talking about you're all right when somebody's shooting at your ass. Right? So I got married and the woman was talking about how this dude beat her, right? Sharing this meeting that I was looking at, I got on my little three-legged horse, put my butter knife out, thinking about my mother. I said, "Ain't nobody gonna bother you no more." And I married her. Name right here, my mom. Right? But then when she went with somebody else right here, oh man, it was on then. I put on James Brown, the big payback. Told me you had it all arranged. Somebody gonna die tonight. They must don't know who I am. And I remember going talking to, I ain't talking to y'all about it. I went talking to Trash Can, Toolbox, and Rat, because they understand. And they told me what they supposed to tell me. I said, "Yeah, Jack, well, I know you're gonna straighten that soldier." And I came back here, I said, "Man, get back over here." Holly, my sponsor. He said, "Man, how you feel about that guy?" No, I mean, I told my sponsor about it. You know, dude slept with my wife, right? He talking about, "Ain't God good?" I said, "Man, did you hear what I said, man?" He said, "Yeah, I heard what you said. Did you hear what I said?" He said, "God is a great revealer. He reveals what's in the dark and brings in the light." See? And I understand, man, and I had to learn some forgiveness, right? But y'all had to teach me that. But I deal with revenge. Right? I don't know nothing about no not holding resentments and all that stuff and forgiveness. So y'all had to teach me that. He told me, man, he said, we all sick people need to get better. Just like something happened to the little boy, something happened to the little girl. Y'all was doing a lot of stuff. I see my sister them tell him. If a man ain't got no money, don't mess with him. He ain't got no collar in him. Right? I know you ain't come back here wet and you ain't got no money. We all sick people need to get better. So how do I heal? I don't know. When you see him, I want you to hug him. What do you mean, with a knife? No. You got to heal, so I keep being wounded, but I never heal. I told my mother died at 17. They said, shoot, just go to the funeral. Don't cry and be strong for the rest of the family. Something about growing up in the hood, you got to be strong at all times. Now, before my mother died, my father died when I was 8. That was the happiest day of my childhood. I remember jumping up and down on the bed, singing the Wicked Witch is Dead. Now that shouldn't have been the happiest day of my childhood, but it was. So, my mother died, I sweep that under the rug, I go to jail later on, and the guy asked me, do I want to buy a Mother's Day card? I told him no. And he came back and I went off. Any traumatic experience happened in my life, past or present, must be dealt with and closure must be brought toward in order for me to recover. Not just getting in touch with shit. It's still there. I can go out with a woman, she have a damn war suit on. You know what a war suit is. Your tennis all up, you got it balled up like a steak of cheese. And then I say, where you think you going? And you say, you ain't my father. I know where it comes from because I keep working on me. I didn't say I was your father. I'm not going to jail tonight when I want to go to the movies when one of these motherfuckers holler at you. God, then look at there. Right in front of me. You're not putting me under the gun. You know what a war suit is. Not going out with me. Alright? So come on. Had me over to jail for nothing. But you gotta heal around here. And you do that on the steps. You gotta heal, man. Everything begins and ends with me. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. Gotta have a sponsor. I remember I was talking, man, she ain't this, she ain't that. He was like this. Yeah, man, she ain't this and she ain't that. And she, I call every name, blah, 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 you know, all that. So he kept it real simple. Well, if she that fucked up, why you still with her? Well, you always ask me, and I tell him something, well, how did that make you feel? You know, I'm on, man. I don't have no feelings. He said, you're not a robot. You're not an animal. You have feelings. So when you stop mutant, you start becoming human again. Right? He said, how do you feel about that guy when you stepped away? I said, I feel hurt, betrayed, and I'm feeling homicidal. So you gotta get in touch with your feelings. He said, well, then you go get some help. He said, well, we don't go to jail for nothing around here. When you see them, just hug them. And don't change the name to bitch. Gonna keep the same name my mother gave them. Both of them are my friends today, because I didn't hold resentments. We all sick people need to get better.
That's right.
It ain't personal. And I learned that early on when, you know, I was like gritting out through meetings and shit, you know, waiting on one of y'all to try something. My sponsor said, look, man, go on in there to make the coffee. Shit. But I listened to him. So I go in there, shit, my mother ain't gonna pay me. I'm doing my little damn service work, you know, I'm making the coffee. So where the cream is? She's right there, man. You know what I mean? But then the dude came in to meet with his hat backwards. Kind of remind me of me. He said, give me a cup of coffee there, coffee boy. I said, coffee who? What? Well, we great rumble up in there, but he's disrespectful, you know. I told you I'd go to jail for nothing. And what are you in here for? The dude called me the coffee boy. So anyway, they broke us up. Right, I turned 5 because I didn't know how to deal with my feelings, right? I deal with the secondary emotion called anger at the time. I'm outside, I'm about 5. I'm talking to myself. I knew somebody was going to try me. The guy said, man, what's wrong, man? I said, man, the dude called me the coffee boy. He said, coffee who? I thought he was going to tell me straight at that point. Like I had proper calls, you know. He said, coffee who? I said, the coffee boy. He said, don't you make the coffee? I said, yeah, I'll make the coffee. He said, well, you are the coffee boy. Get me a cup. And he told me, he said, man, don't take it personal, man. It ain't personal. Right? So the little boy is beginning to grow up. I'm learning how to deal with reality. Right? So now instead of want to kill people if somebody I claim my woman, right? If you sleep with somebody else, keep it simple. Give her a Chinese name, one dog. And roll out. It ain't personal. People gonna be people. Ain't no whole lot to that. I remember when I first really got to my feelings, man, they said, man, how you feel? That we gonna put you out if you don't get your job. I said, man, I'm all right. They said, all right, I ain't feeling it. So they give me a damn feeling chart. I look at the feeling chart for about 30 minutes. Never did this before in my life. I came up with words I thought I would never say. One of them, he said, how you feel? He said, you got your feeling there? I said, yeah, I got it there. He said, yeah, I sold you this. He said, how do you feel? I said, I feel overwhelmed. Some just don't get overwhelmed. You know, I'm going to say this. You know, my sister passed a couple of weeks. We buried her. That was my baby. I don't care what I done, she always be there. Police chased me in the house. She come running downstairs half naked when they handcuffed me. Say, get off of him. He been in here all day. Right? Kept calling me boy. My little baby sister. You hungry boy. Get in here. You all dirty. I said, sis, can I have seconds? Seconds? He's a holler at me too. Seconds? You mean 30. I put seconds on the first of me. That's my baby, man, you know. And I don't let people die in vain. That's my sister, right? People was telling me about her when she was 6, she had cancer. People were saying stuff like, don't claim it. I understand you go to church and all that. You got your belief, I got mine. You got to check your belief system when you get brand new too. What I believe is the absolute truth, was it? You know, they said, don't claim it. Don't claim it, girl. No. I don't know how God works. But it work how it work, and his will gonna be done, not mine or yours. Right? So I went up to the hospital, man, they were sitting around there, man, like, you know, it was a funeral home. I broke all that up. I went in there and said, hey, baby! It's all smiling and everything. Don't do that, she's sick. I said, man, shut up. It's my sister. You all right, baby? You know, we had fun until the end. See, I'm palace. You get confused when you think you got pal. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to say this, man. Please get in touch with your feelings and learn how to identify them, put tags on. Because if you don't, right, you can't get no damn help. You really can. Get your feelings charged. You hear me? We gotta go hard all the time. You know what I mean? Let's get some help, man. We all sick people need to get better. And I feel so comfortable here tonight. You know why? And I'm gonna be quiet. You know why I was so comfortable around y'all? And I wasn't shy and nervous. Because all of y'all are from the same planet I'm from, Zobek. Thank you, Michelle.